Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all. We have had a great time. We welcome you to the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast. We are actually traveling at this time, but we had a great time in service on this morning, and we captured some of the services that we had during the week, and great preaching, great singing, great testimony. We had a wonderful time in the Lord, and we do apologize for the different technical difficulties we had. The connections were not very good, but we do appreciate your taking the time to tune in, and at this time, we're just riding along on the highway.
And 2 miles. Thank you.
And we just want you to pray for us, that the Lord will give us journey mercy and safe trip back home. Also, tonight is the climaxing service of our 61st anniversary of convocation. And this is of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. We had an ordination service on this morning. Praise the Lord on our deacon, very faithful, Deacon Cedric Saltmore, and the Faith Temple Church of God there in Glassboro, New Jersey, and his companion, missionary Verminda Saltmore. And we want to just take this time to congratulate them on their ordination. Praise the Lord. We can thank God for his goodness, for his mercy, for all of his grace toward us. Praise God. So again, we just want just wanted to tune in for a little bit. If anybody is on listening, we do appreciate you. Thank God for you. Please continue to pray for us as we travel. We're not going to have a long Okay, so I want to make sure I get A or B. B.
Gave me my hand to reach out to man, show him your love and your perfect plan. You gave me my ears. I can hear your voice so clear. I can hear the cry of sinners, but cannot wipe away their tears. You gave me my voice to speak your word. Sing all your praises to those who've never heard. But with my eyes I see a need for more availability. I see hearts that have been broken, so many people to be free. Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. I'll do what you say to use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say my storage is empty and I am available to you. Now I'm giving back to you all the tools you gave to me. My ears, my eyes, my voice, my hands, so you can use them as you please. I have emptied out my cup, so that you can fill me up. Now I'm free and I just want to be more available to you. Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. I'll do what you say do. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me today. My storage is empty and I am available to you. My storage is empty and I am available to you. My storage is empty and I am available to you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Dr. Evangelist Khadija Amin. Amen. And we just want to have a word of prayer and go ahead and close out the broadcast. But we know that prayer is always in order. And if you have any special request of the Lord, know this, that God does hear and he does answer prayer. And so we ask you to just bring your mind in right now and just focus on the Lord only. Put everything else aside, out of your mind, and just think on Jesus. If you have not repented and become godly sorry, right now, let's do that. Ask the Lord to forgive you and ask the Lord to have mercy on your soul. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now. We call upon your holy name. Lord, look down on us with compassion. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, search our hearts while we're praying. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings, for all of our faults, Lord. Forgive us, oh, God, for sins of omission, sins that we know about, God. Have mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, lay your hand upon us. Touch our minds and our hearts. Move upon us right now. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord, to work on us, oh God, to make us all over, creating us a clean heart. Lord, renew our spirit. In the name of Jesus, please, Lord God, stretch out your hand and lay it down, oh God, on those who are sick in their body. Touch their body right now. Lord, heal and make whole. Restore their health to them. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, be merciful. Have mercy right now. We pray, God, that you will look on the bereaved family. Look on the Jones family. Give them comfort, Lord, and consolation in the church, Lord. Comfort your people in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Wrap your holy arms all around us. And, Lord, take us through these difficult times in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, Lord, that you will hear every cry that is going up before you while we're praying, Lord. That one that's crying out for deliverance, send deliverance, Lord. Somebody's crying out for help, my God. Send help, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. We're depending on you, Lord, and we're looking unto you. Oh, Lord, look on our pastor. He had a special request. He wants wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of how to lead your people, and he asked us to pray for him. Lord, please remember him today
and bless him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have your way, God, and let your will be done. We believe you, Lord, and we count it as done. And Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord, for you're worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for this prayer and for your touch. We thank you for all things. And now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. Anything we left out, you know about it, Lord. Oh, God, and bring it to our heart and to our mind that we may remember to pray for it in the future. We believe it, Lord, and we thank you. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank God for prayer. We thank God for his touch. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the moving of his spirit. We know that God is real. Amen. Hallelujah. And at this time, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. And we invite you to join us for our next broadcast coming up on Friday, if it's the Lord's will, at 7 o'clock p.m. And I don't know, maybe Ben Kaduda might have some words she would like to say.
Thank the Lord for the, thank the Lord, of course, for this beautiful ministry. And also thank the Lord for the convocation, the Christian Temple 61st annual convocation that we had. Truly the Lord really met us there, really blessed and encouraged and uplifted the church. And, you know, there's still one more service to go there, and just had a really great time in the Lord. Excited to talk more about it, you know, and it's just a wonderful opportunity to get together with the saints of God and to lift the name of the Lord together. It's great to, you know, be just you, you know, my mother and I, but when we all get together, when the saints of God all get together and we get to praise the Lord, it's just an amazingly wonderful time. We had a great time. Glad about it. And I just want to encourage everyone, keep on seeking the Lord. Keep on doing the will of God. If you're not doing it, start doing it. If you started doing it and you stop, get back to it. Keep praying, seeking the Lord's face, and be encouraged.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We do thank the Lord for you and for your patience. Thank you for the prayers. Please continue to keep us in your prayers. At this time, this concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. May the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.